In 2009, 48 states signed a memorandum of agreement with the National Governors Association and the Council of Chief State School Officers, committing to Common Core State Standards Initiative. According to the website, new standards are being developed in collaboration with teachers, school administrators, professional associations, and experts to provide a framework to prepare all American children for college or vocational training. Feedback was sought from post-secondary educators, civil rights groups, English language learners, and students with disabilities. The draft K-12 standards received more than 10,000 responses. Advocates say Common Core will provide teachers and parents with a common understanding of what students are expected to learn, providing appropriate benchmarks. The Arkansas Board of Education adopted Common Core in July 2010, so how many districts are rolling it out? Dr. Tom Kimbrell is Commissioner of Education in Arkansas.
All 239 traditional public school districts and the current 18 open charter schools.
All districts are using K through second grade Common Core standards, with all grades adopting it by 2014. Previously, every state had its own standards, but Common Core will create standards shared across states.
Well, these standards, and of course, they're focused on English, language arts, and mathematics, are a more focused, narrow group of standards around those two content areas, with a much deeper conceptual understanding of those math and English language arts concepts. So there are fewer of them, but with a greater deal of rigor and understanding of the conceptual frameworks that support those learnings.
Other subject areas like science will be incorporated later, and pencil and paper test taking will be replaced by online standardized tests. So who's paying for Common Core?
Well, part of the implementation is the grant that was received through the consortium that we have with the partnership for assessing college and career readiness. And that's helping us develop a lot of the tools through that consortium of 24 other states, as well as state funds that we have for professional development and our curriculum development processes. So there are state dollars that are being put into professional development for teachers and the design and development of tools for teachers.
And last April, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation announced it would donate a $20 million portfolio of grants to develop game-based learning applications, math, English language arts, and science curricula built into digital formats, and social networking learning platforms, all emerging Common Core innovations. In fact, the genesis of Common Core can be traced in part to the Gates Foundation, which set an ambitious goal of having 80% of American high school graduates college or career ready by 2025. And teachers supposedly benefit with new tools to translate assessments into more effective instruction, plus new evaluation and compensation systems will reward teachers for improved student results. With support from the U.S. Department of Education, the initiative was launched in 2009. The federal government has no role in development of Common Core, but will provide states flexibility in use of existing federal funds to revise education standards. Dr. Sandra Stotsky was named to the National Validation Committee for the Common Core State Systemic Initiative, which she served on in 2010.
I was called by one national organization a grump and a crotchet because I was criticizing Common Core standards, you know. But there have been no independent voices except the few of us who weren't getting Gates Foundation money.
Dr. Stotsky is currently professor of education reform at the University of Arkansas, holding the endowed 21st Century Chair in Teacher Quality. She's been on many state and national education councils, commissions, and boards, including the Progressive Massachusetts Board of Education.
The attempt for national standards back in 1989, 1990, there were major organizations that tried to develop, professional organizations, national standards, and they all ran into problems, every one of them, except for our civic standards, which were developed by the Center for Civic Education in California. But all the others, including math, including English, ran into a lot of problems with Congress, with people in the U.S. Department of Education who had been funding the development of this. They weren't happy with what they saw. And there was such a ruckus out in the field that the National Standards Project at that time was abandoned, and the idea was, well, let the states do it. So by the middle of the Clinton administration, after he had become governor, become the president, we had states developing their own standards.
But because states are struggling to meet annual yearly progress set by the Elementary and Secondary Education Act under No Child Left Behind, the U.S. Department of Education will start next month granting waivers to states, exempting them if those states agree to embrace high academic content standards, including Common Core.
Now the idea was, since the states were not doing as well as we would like in getting everybody to proficient, and there was plenty of room for reform, we have this renewed interest in national standards, but the federal government constitutionally is forbidden to develop curriculum and tests and standards because the Constitution doesn't allow it. So to bypass this constitutional question, there was money given by the Gates Foundation, they are one of the key players in this, to support the National Governors Association and CCSSO.
Two testing consortia funded by federal Race to the Top stimulus money were charged with developing Common Core national curriculum guidelines, models, instructional materials, and assessments. But Dr. Sandra Statsky says the perception that Common Core was developed by a coalition of experts, independently tested, and led by states is misleading.
Most of the people on the committees developing what were to be what they called common college readiness standards were people associated with our testing companies. That was not my idea of who should be on a committee to develop college readiness standards.
Dr. Statsky, along with U of A colleague Dr. Jay Green and three other education experts, last May authored a manifesto opposing Common Core signed by more than 100 education leaders. They wrote that there's no evidence proving a national curriculum will lead to higher academic achievement and that the Common Core national standards are inadequate.
In theory, I'm for national standards, but unless you have first-rate national standards, we're better off not having them, because otherwise you lock your entire country into mediocre standards, mediocre professional development, mediocre licensure tests, mediocre teacher preparation, and you're locked in.
Critics often refer to Common Core as a juggernaut, an inexorable force that crushes anything in its path. But Arkansas Education Commissioner Tom Kimbrell is convinced Common Core is the next educational wave to bring American children forward into the 21st century.
I think it's a group of concerned educators in the field who are actually delivering the educational content to students that look at this as a way of ensuring across our country all of our students are getting the level of readiness in these two content areas that when they leave our high schools, they're ready to go into the world of work or to go into a college or technical school arena where they will be successful. And that will be common among the at least 44 states now that have adopted these standards.
Now, those states will have to see to the physical implementation, things like new textbooks, computer hardware for the online standardized test taking, and lots more teacher training. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.